It's 88.5 KCSN. Sky Daniel sitting here with Scott Hutchinson, a.k.a. Al John.
Right.
It seems, it appears to me, that you had a need to find another outlet. You know, 10 years of working with Frightened Rabbit, and still, you know, loving Frightened the Rabbit in the life. But you just needed an outlet to do some things you wanted to do a little differently, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. There was a kind of a breaking point, might be too strong a word, but, you know, towards the end of last year, I just kind of turned around and realized, like, I've had nothing really in my life apart from, you know, the odd relationship and Frightened Rabbit and family, you know, like, but Frightened Rabbit has been the focus of my existence for nearly 10 years.
Well, isn't the odd relationship synonymous with Frightened Rabbit too?
They go hand in hand. They are inseparable, unfortunately, yeah. So correct. I mean, so I guess those two things feed into each other, and they've been combined in a lot of ways. And it was just about regaining some excitement about Frightened Rabbit, about the idea that we knew we have to make a record this year. We knew that was going to happen. I mean, I say have to, we want to, but I wanted to want
right.
to. That was the point, because yeah. I was like, we're off the back of this grueling tour. I'm sure last time I came in here, I was probably a shell of a man. You know, it's nice just to drive down the road from Hollywood and be like healthy and.
Well, and that's a big difference too, because in part of this, you relocated to Los Angeles.
Right.
That, you know, we speak to artists from the UK that come here. And typically, there's two reasons. One, a significant other.
That's the one.
And then two, within 30 days, it's warm here all the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And those two reasons are 1A and 1B.
Yeah.
Like, is it the case with
That's
you?
The case, yeah, yeah. And I mean, I would have gone to a place with terrible weather for this person, but just so happened that she lives in Los Angeles. So I moved here, having gone through, you know, quite a few months of long distance trials, and it was just like, I've been wanting to move to the US anyway. I wanted a change of scene. You know, part of the whole Owl John thing is that it's a fresh start in every sense. You know, I've been working on Frightened Rabbit for 10 years. I've been living in Scotland my whole life. Things were becoming samey. I was seeing the same people in the same bars, and I was going to the same places that I did when I was 20, and I'm 32 now. And that I just had to change, I think, creatively. I think a lot of people are, you know, down on LA for being a surface town and very, you know, just fake. But so much creative stuff gets done here. It's all behind closed doors. You don't see it. There's no hub. There's no, like, central space where all these creative people go. They just do it, and then the nation sees it. But it's a creative town, and I think a lot of people forget that. Exhaust me, you know. You're bellowing black exhaust pipe smoke, and the smut won't wash from this unsuitable immigrant skin. Such a villainous grace. Oh, I don't know what you've done to your face. Some nights I can't figure out quite where your heart is. Well, I read you all wrong.
So I get drunk just to feel I belong by a river so dry, it's barely a river at all. And we suck one another at night, we fire pistols and cover our eyes, and we waltz unseen behind Hollywood's ballroom doors. With a painkiller, say goodnight. All Los Angeles, be kind.
As you got into the process making the record, you know, you clearly wanted to go in and not fall into the routine or the path that Frightened Rabbit takes. You mentioned drums, okay? No drums.
Yeah.
Were there other self-imposed ideas where you said, we are not going to start it this way? Was there any mechanisms that you made sure you didn't fall into the old way of doing things?
Well, it was, you know, I just went in with the, I guess the most likely thing was, I initially was like, no choruses. And I quickly found that I find that impossible.
Yeah.
So, but
A lot of songwriters would probably say the same thing to you too.
But there are less of them. There are, I wanted to provide fewer of those like fist in the air kind of anthems where which Frightened Rabbit have come to be known for in a lot of ways, especially live. Going back to the drums, you won't really hear a cymbal on this record. No cymbals. Like, give it space. Take away that kind of like, there's something about a cymbal to me which is like, it's like instant epicness, and that epicness is something that we were keen to maybe avoid and keep it like in places, certainly more claustrophobic. Lyrically, I want it to be maybe less intricate and more on point, leave things open a little bit more. But the whole idea was that if we do the record this way, if we don't have songs prepared, if I write to these pieces of music, essentially, because it came out sounding really kind of cinematic, I'm writing lyrics to pieces of music and we said, no edits, we're not chopping these songs up, this is the piece of music, I have to deal with it. So all of these kind of constraints, if you like, were forcing us in other directions, and that's the main thing. Now there definitely are a couple of songs that you may be like, yeah, I could see that going on a Frightened Rabbit record,
right?
But then, well, it's
how
it's
can
me.
You totally
like,
right?
Yeah.
There's DNA,
and
right
I don't
there.
Believe in doing things. I don't believe in like going, well, this is my electronic album. All right, just deal with it. I just wanted to make an album. It felt free, and it felt spontaneous, and that's what happened.
Darling, show your hand. Are you gripping some joker behind that back? I won't beg to be told. While the friction burn on your palm says it all. Red hand. Red hand. Red hand. a boy in your pocket and a pig in your bed. Look around, get fixed. Well, you stole from the drugstore, you never were sick. Red hand, red hand.
What we did was we went to a small island off the coast of Scotland with no songs. Myself, when I say we, it's myself, Andy from Frightened Rabbit, and Simon, who is a friend of ours and our guitar tech and now in Frightened Rabbit. And we went to Mull, and the label was like, hey, can we hear some demos and stuff? Before we went there, it was like, no, we don't have songs. This is not the point. The idea was to force this album out of being a second-rate Frightened Rabbit record. The idea was we'd go in there with no demos and the whole thing would, you know, evolve and morph really in a really natural, organic way. And it was like a song a day. That was the idea. We'll create a piece of music each day. Whatever we have at the end of the day, that's that. And we're leaving it behind. And that's pretty much what happened. But we had no lyrics. And I was moving to LA immediately after that session. So this is a combination. I wrote all the lyrics and I recorded all the vocals out here, and you can hear on the record that period of adjustment is what I'm writing about, that point where I got here. And I was kind of like, of course, like really happy to be with my girlfriend and really happy to be somewhere new. But also what comes with that is just like
acclimation.
Absolutely. Yeah. In very simple ways, like not knowing how to use the post office. It makes you feel like an idiot going down the DMV. And it was like, you know, Courtney was my mom or something. She was like, no, you have to go in this line first. It was like, how many lines do I have to get in just to get my license?
You did know? You write all that stuff down when you went? Cause I still don't know.
Yeah. Right. I'm glad I don't have to go there for another few years, but it's those little things.
But then there is also the cultural stuff. It's just
right.
May I bring up, as you bring up the DMV,
right.
I hope you realize we drive in the right lane. You figured that part out.
I have now, but not without faults.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I had a little incident where I just went. I was taking a left.
You weren't thinking.
And I went all the way left and waited on the other side of the road.
Grief and grace turn their backs to me, push shovels into the cold soil. In a pulse, recent second, they gave up in their awful toil. And hell on earth and heat turned to face me, stuck knuckles into each of my eyes. And a drunken thumb stranger put paid to the constant crying. All to die alone. passion and love brought me dancing, lit up every last heartbroken light. And in the ecstasy of everything, the death I had wanted expired. Bitterness and loss caught me laughing, asked why my expression had changed. After years in such company, they'd never seen the look on my face. With my head in my hands, I resolved to die alone. Now I've finally found good reason to grow old. I was ready to drown in the afterlife, but not anymore. That I've finally found a good reason to grow old. Good reason to. Into the eyes of it all, and turn your back to the afterlife, and climb out of your shallow hole.
I don't know if I told you before how we categorize local music in Los Angeles.
Okay.
If you're renting a joint in Silver Lake, you're local. If you own a place in Malibu or up in the Palisades, well, you're no longer local.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Just know if you hear us now refer to you lovingly as a local lad,
that's fine. What we're talking
about.
In Hollywood.
If you buy some big mansion on a hill overlooking the Malibu,
right.
You know, then
right.
You lose that status.
Okay.
Just keep that in mind.
I don't want to lose that status.
All right, then hang on.
I'll just stay broke.
we'll find out.
All right,
happy
okay,
medium.
Let's go
for a happy medium. It's Scott Hutchinson, a.k.a. Al John, joining us today live on 88.5 KCSN. Thanks for coming, man.
Thanks.
You got it.